talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What better way to test my love than to lick it? Does it really taste as bad as they say? Let's find out.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
And I read that and I was all, huh? And then I was like, ah.
And then she goes, what?
And then I go, ah. He was like, what? And I'm all, no.
It's breakfast time. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. It's breakfast time.
I'm all horned up right now. You don't even know what's going on. I'm horned up, everybody.
And now.
The Bible's again it. God's again it. I'm again it. And if you've got any sense, you're again it.
Our feature presentation.
You want to hear some of the party jamming and music mixing that I'm doing here at K-Rock, world's famous? Hey, we got a threefer from Journey stick coming up, and then we got our Fog Hat Flapjack Snack Attack. The surviving members of Fog Hat are going to be getting together at the IHOP on Sunset. So bring a plate, stack them high. Meet the members of Fog Hat and the Fog Hat Flapjack Snack Attack. Well, I've just had a mini stroke, but it's not going to affect what I'm saying here at all. Monday morning panic giveaway. Call in 17th caller. Get the player news, man. Hey, oh, we got a Drew's coming out right now. Whole hat left from 5 miles is paralyzed. Here's Judas Priest.
I love Patton Oswalt so much. I would go to the Fog Hat Flapjack, whatever
Stack Attack.
It's. Stack Attack. I would go, totally go to that.
Nope.
Although I think Dave Perner, I want to say was his name, was the lead singer of Fog Hat for most of their career. I think he did pass away a couple of years ago. So it's
like
not,
it matters.
It's not the same Fog Hat that we all fell in love with.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 13th of December.
You mean Taylor Swift's birthday? Is that what you mean today?
No. Oh. No, I just mean Wednesday, December 13th.
I thought we were all celebrating. I thought we were all on board.
No.
Dave and Christine and I went to the Taylor Swift pop-up yesterday. What's happening here?
I don't know. There's something wrong with the line.
Why can't you guys
what's
hear
happening?
Me? I'm in the room, Kev.
I don't know.
I'm right here.
Chip, what's up?
I'm right here in the studio.
Huh.
It's weird.
Huh.
We had a good time. We had all sorts of props for
what?
For the videos.
What?
None of this nothing's coming through.
What?
Wow, it's just weird to have all these technical problems.
Right? Especially when you're in studio.
We have a very, very big and exciting show today, including a Santa Carl, which is really the only reason this show is still on the air, is to if at Santa Carl appearance once a year.
Correct.
But before we do that, I want to start with this story out of the Washington Post. I was fascinated. Look. I'm a person who's alive in the world today, and I use...
Barely. I mean...
I use the internet, and I know that it's popular, and I know that there are lots of people who are popular on the internet, and I know that there are lots of people who are making lots of money on the internet. But I was surprised to read about a 6-year-old named Ryan who has the most subscribed to YouTube channel for the last, 40 weeks in a row. He has the most.
Did you say a 6-year-old?
He's a 6-year-old. He has the most viewed YouTube channel in the United States for 40 weeks in a row now. We don't know his last name or where he lives because that has been protected. We do know he is an adorable little 6-year-old named Ryan. And according to Forbes magazine, he is the number 8 highest paid YouTube entrepreneur. He brought in between June of 2016 and June of 2017, $11 million.
Yay! Is that the same story, 11 million 6-year-old?
Yes. He brought in $11 million in revenue. Now, he doesn't get all of that. There's management fees and taxes and other expenses. He is on the Comedy Channel Smosh, and we've had some of the Smosh guys in before, and we know how big they are. What do you suppose he does? What do you suppose this 6-year-old does on his YouTube channel, posts a few videos a week, that has made him so immensely popular? Children everywhere have become hooked, watching his videos for hours a day, even mimicking him and starting their own YouTube channels. For some of his youngest fans, Ryan is not just a stranger on the internet. He is their friend. What does Ryan do?
Snort cocaine?
I think that was only in one very special episode. I think in general he doesn't.
What does he
do? What can a 6-year-old do?
A 6-year-old can
on
sing.
A YouTube channel.
Can sing. But that's probably not it. I would say, I don't know.
No guess.
Teach other people advanced physics.
He reviews toys. He opens and plays with toys. It's a viral phenomenon. It began with a simple video of him opening a Lego train set. His family started recording and posting the videos in March of 2015 when he was 3, by the way. And he opened up a Lego box, set up the blocks, and played with him. At the time, he, at 3, was a big fan of other toy review channels and at one point said to his mom, "Hey, how come I'm not on YouTube when all the other kids are?" He was 3 when he said that.
Here's why this is annoying. Because all of us open gifts.
Right.
And review them.
Yes.
None of us made $11 million on that last
exactly,
year.
Exactly, yes.
A
3-year-old says, "Hey, Mom, how come I don't have a YouTube channel?" That's the world we live in now.
Kids are stupid.
So he started playing with other toys, sometimes one at a time, sometimes two, then dozens of toys. It's called Ryan's Toy Reviews. Views started doubling every month. He hit 1 million subscribers in January of last year. A year later, he had over 5 million. Now he has more than 10 million subscribers. Isn't this unbelievable?
Wait, are we still talking about the 6-year-old?
We're talking about the 6-year-old.
With 10 million subscribers?
He has 10 million subscribers, yes.
This little punk is making us all look bad.
It is. I mean, I don't know. What is it?
Hmm?
I'm just trying to figure out what the rest of his life is going to be like. Does he just grow out of being cute and that's the end and it doesn't matter because he's got enough money to live the rest of his life without ever going to work?
He just has a yacht.
Yeah.
And like 17, 16.
Right, exactly.
He's just on his yacht.
Does it destroy this kid? Does he just become an asshole?
Probably,
and,
yeah,
and,
for the most part.
And has no friends and ends up overdosing in a ditch somewhere at 20.
Wow, dude.
I'm just saying.
Way to go dark.
This
kid's a little entrepreneur and he's making a lot of money. Give him a break.
I'm just trying to figure out the end game here. Where does it go? That's what I'm saying. So anyway, I guess my advice to you is if you've got a 3-year-old who's not pulling his own weight at home, get him a YouTube channel, man. It's time to get that little tot to work.
Right.
Isn't that something else?
Put that little kid to work.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
That just seems like a lot of work, though.
We have top 10 Mr. Bad Examples.
Who gives bad examples on this show?
Only one of us.
I see.
Only one of us. And that would be Beam. The Wheel of Amazon gift cards today.
Oh, man. I'm really going to take a beating today. I think that might be me, too.
A brand new internet roundup.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Movie Man talking about the movies that are released. And I don't know of any that are released this weekend. But
well, I think Star Wars.
Huh? What?
Yeah, Star Wars, I think. Maybe. Jumanji, I think, coming out, too.
Jimmy Kimmel.
How about that?
Will join us in studio. And then he's bringing with him Santa Carl, who will talk to all the little kids.
That's a treat.
So that's going to be fun. We'll do that coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the show. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in here on this Wednesday morning. Every day this week, we've been in the showbiz. We've been talking about how I love this time of year because I love lists so much. And the top Google searches of 2017 is out.
Oh, interesting.
Which I find very interesting. What do you suppose? We can't really play guessing games here because there's only Kevin.
How dare you?
We usually have other people around that can kind of get the conversation going.
I'm
going
to say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is not among the top 10.
Are you kidding?
Searches in the United States for 2017.
Huh.
How about that? Hurricane Irma was number one. Which I guess makes sense because a lot of people would have been looking for information. It was such a wide swath of the country. I assume a lot of people were looking for lots of information about how dangerous it was going to be because they live there. I would guess.
Sure.
Matt Lauer was number two overall for Google searches.
Is that right?
Which was obviously very recent with him losing his job at the Today Show. Then Tom Petty, the Super Bowl surprises me a little bit. Now, is that just people who want to know when it is, where it is, Super Bowl?
I don't know.
It's a
I can't
weird
imagine.
Item. I mean, yeah. Have you ever Googled
no.
the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl information is pretty easily accessible otherwise.
That's weird.
I was surprised by that. Number five was the Las Vegas shooting. Now, for just people, not events or not overall searches, just for people, Matt Lauer is number one, the most searched for person. And that was obviously people who were looking for details as that story came out a couple of weeks ago. Who do you suppose the number two most searched person in America was, according to Google, in 2017?
Donald Trump.
Not in the top 10. Not in the top 10.
Huh.
I will tell you that Kevin Spacey was number 5. Kathy Griffin was number 8. Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, number 10. But number 2 was soon-to-be Duchess Meghan Markle.
Oh, sure.
Was number 2. Harvey Weinstein was number 3. Then you got into some politics with Michael Flynn at number 4. Anyway, there's a whole bunch. We'll get into some more of these later of the Google searches, but it is always interesting.
Donald Trump?
Again, you can keep guessing.
Okay.
But not so much. Well, we have been following the story of whether Radiohead was going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was surprised that they scheduled a concert in South America on the night that they would have been inducted had they got enough votes.
But you weren't really that surprised.
I don't know. To me, it's kind of an honor.
Well, of course,
to
but
be
you
inducted.
Know them.
I do know them, and they are contrary. Yeah. And they decided they didn't care about it at all, so they weren't going to make themselves available. And it's just as well because they didn't get in. Radiohead did not get in. Bon Jovi is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that, for a lot of people who have been critical of the Rock Hall and saying there's a lot of politics involved and it's really not about music, that's going to be Exhibit A for a lot of people, because many of us do not believe that Bon Jovi has contributed anything to the world of rock music except for the fact that they have some okay songs.
How do they judge on who gets in? Is it influential or just...
It's everything.
Because I don't think he's influential.
Not at all.
But I think he does have a body of work that...
He's very popular. In fact, he'll be the first one to point out that the last three tours... It's not like this is a guy who was popular 40 years ago and you've never heard of him since. He still, when he hits the road, his tours are among the highest grossing tours in the world. I mean, he's still playing stadiums, for God's sakes.
I met him about 6 months ago.
No kidding.
And just couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
Really genuinely nice.
And that's been the word on him his whole career.
Chip size. I mean, very small dude.
He's tiny, yeah. Yes. I mean, look, I have nothing against Bon Jovi music.
Same.
I'm not a guy who automatically hits the button if You Give Love a Bad Name comes on. His songs are fine.
Look, I'm a cowboy.
Right?
On a steel horse I ride.
Exactly. Dire Straits also got the nod. They will be inducted into the hall in 2018, as well as The Cars, Moody Blues, and late soul singer Nina Simone. So a lot of the other acts that we had talked about did not make it, like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, absurd.
But you know what?
Absurd.
This was only the first time they were nominated.
Absurd.
And there will be other opportunities.
Stupid, dumb, absurd.
Chris Brown makes a lot of bad choices in his life, and I am concerned about this one because of his 3-year-old daughter, Royalty. I got problems right there.
Sure.
His 3-year-old daughter, Royalty. 2 months ago, Kevin, she asked and he agreed to get her a monkey as a pet.
To get her a monkey. Okay.
Now,
I've looked into getting a monkey.
I know you have. I know you've always thought it'd be awesome to have a monkey.
They're a tremendous amount of work.
Yes, they are. And they are, I think, and maybe... maybe some of our listeners have monkeys. Maybe this would be a topic. It would be interesting to hear from people who have had monkeys. Aren't they potentially very dangerous? Especially if you're 3?
Oh, absolutely.
Even a little capuchin monkey, can't that bite? I mean, I guess you could make the same argument for a dog, but I don't know. For some reason, it seems to me like a monkey is a little more unpredictable than a dog. Am I wrong?
It's more a wild animal.
Yeah.
Than a dog.
Chris Brown wanted a monkey, too, because he's such a big Michael Jackson fan. And, of course, Michael had Bubbles for all those years. So I think Chris is kind of emulating him a little bit and also making his little girl happy.
Chris Brown had this to say.
I got me a monkey.
That is a quote, actually. In case you're wondering, by the way, Bubbles the chimp retired a few years ago to a Florida retirement sanctuary, the Center for the Great Apes. He is 34 years old now. He is the dominant male in his group of 7 chimps. There are 3 males and 4 females. He has a best friend there, and his upkeep is paid for by Michael Jackson's estate.
Huh.
They pay for him every year. Bubbles the chimp, 34 years old now. Don't get a monkey. Sad news as we close out this showbiz beat. I was really unhappy to see this morning that Pat DiNizio had died.
Oh, no.
You may not
Pat
know that.
Pat is awesome.
You may not know that name,
that,
Kevin.
Nobody paints like him.
But you about a painter. You and I have played. We've spent many hours over the early years of our days here on K-Rock playing Pat's music. He was the lead singer and songwriter for a band called The Smithereens.
Oh.
Perhaps you remember this song. Ring any bells? You don't remember that song, A Girl Like You, Smithereens? Big K-Rock song.
I mean, at the end of it? Where they
a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, give me the other clip. How about this one? You might know this one. What, Roses? How about that one?
I do remember that. However, if you were to give me $10 million to name who did it, I would never be able to.
Smithereens, unfortunately, Pat DiNizio, age 62 is all he was, has passed away. Today's celebrity birthdays, Academy Award-winning actor Jamie Foxx turns 50. One of the greats, Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire and so many other great projects over the years, is 60 years old today. Christopher Plummer, who's been in the news quite a bit lately, 88-year-old actor who replaced Kevin Spacey in that All the Money in the World that's coming out around Christmas time, is 88 today. Dick Van Dyke, talk about a TV and movie legend, still alive and 92 today.
Wow.
Chip, just for you, Amy Lee from Evanescence is 35. We'll have to be playing a little bit of them. Morris Day of the Time is 60. Ted Nugent, who probably at some point is going to run for president. I can't imagine that he won't.
Why not now, right?
In the crazy world in which we live. Actress NeNe Leakes is 49. And, of course, the queen, Taylor Swift. Happy birthday, KK. We love you. She is 28, and that's this hour's Showbiz News. All right, let me just say this.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. In a show filled with bad ideas, this is one of the worst ideas.
Listen, tight ass.
This
right?
is a terrible,
we won our thousand.
This
right?
is a terrible idea.
It's the best idea.
Absolutely.
This, all right. Here's the thing. Christmas cheer makes everybody happy.
Not everybody.
Spin the wheel and
not everybody.
Like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to get. There's absolutely. That excitement about that. Come on, man.
Here's the thing. Hey, Christine, are we Facebook Living?
Not yet.
Why not?
I mean, I don't think we need to, but
Kevin Bean Facebook page, we are going to stream this if you want to tune in and watch it.
So, thousand.
Here's the thing. And I will say that I brought this on myself a little bit because I have become in recent years, it has become more and more difficult for me.
The Grinch.
To find
Scrooge.
To find appropriate gifts that I'm happy with for people. So as weak as I feel, I have in recent years just started giving out Amazon gift cards because that's 100%. You can do whatever you want with it, and there's always something you can buy on Amazon that you're
thousand!
Happy with. So
thousand.
somebody had, and I hope wherever it was is dead now, but somebody had the idea that, hey, let's put them on the wheel, and then everybody can just spin the wheel, and then whatever dollar amount it lands on, that's how much I am legally obligated to spend on the Amazon gift card for you for Christmas.
Tell us what's on the wheel.
All right, here we go. Here's $100.
Okay, good.
Here's $5.
Okay.
Ooh, here's $500.
All right.
Here's $50.
Right.
Another $100.
Uh-huh.
$250.
Right.
Wow, $250. See, now I'm not going to spend $250 on a...
Keep reading.
Then $50.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's $100 and a free spin.
All right.
Here's that one sounds like trouble.
Right.
Another $25.
Mm-hmm.
Another $250.
Keep
this
going.
Wheel is killing me. And then there's one here that must be a mistake. It
says...
Yes, Dave.
We work hard for you.
I know you do.
We
and
work
I
work really, really hard.
And I appreciate you.
And
but
if you don't want to take the time to pick out a gift for us, this is the best we could do.
All right. I hear what you're saying, and I do appreciate you. I just don't appreciate you to the tune of $500.
Listen, you appreciate him to whatever that wheel says.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Let's get started.
Yeah, let's get going.
I don't like it.
Who's first?
I don't like
Dave,
it at all.
You want to go first?
Ah, hell.
All right.
Dave, the King Rex,
go. Let's
do it.
All again, right. Facebook Live, Kevin Abid Facebook page. If you want to watch this, you can see that it is legit.
All right. Just check in.
Hey, right. Chip, can you write down who lands on what just so I have a record of this, too?
All right. Here we go.
Oh, good spin.
That was a good spin.
That sounds great.
Unless it lands on something that's too expensive.
Oh, so close.
$100.
$100.
Which is right next to $1,000, by the way.
All right. Thanks, Bean.
All right. Beer Mug.
By the way. Muggs is the best at this game.
Yeah,
right?
I like to say the first year we did this, I landed on $1,000 and Bean didn't pay. Second year, second year I landed on $500, so that was karma. Third year, last year $250. So let's see if we can right, keep wrecking it up.
Come on, $1,000!
Come on, $1,000!
$1,000!
Why do I now hate the holiday?
I'm
I'm not feeling so good.
That's going to get Muggs about one-tenth out of the hole from gambling.
I am not feeling so good.
All right, I'll go next.
Come on, Omar.
Oh, my God.
Thousand!
And why are there so many of you?
500!
Now, all of this seems reasonable to you people?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Really?
All right, Chip is next. Chip, you step up.
Dear God.
Chip dog.
Spin the wheel.
Thousand. 250.
All right.
Has this wheel been rigged or something? Why is everything so much?
Yeah, take Christine's phone. Let her
spin. Why are there no fives? Why are no fives coming up?
Be quiet. Just... You're getting wrapped up in the...
All right,
here we go. Come on, Christine.
Yes.
Thousand!
Oh, dang. No!
What is it? $50.
$50. All right, K-Train.
That sounds about right.
K-Train's up.
I'll tell you the one thing I've learned from doing this bit every year is we have too many people working on this show.
Here we go.
All right, final spin. Here we go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thousand!
Happy holidays, everybody!
Yep. Yeah. Merry Christmas!
Now we do have to. We should give Allie a call. She's out sick and get her hers. But Chip, can you do some quick math for me? Hold on. Let's find out what I'm in the hole for here. Chip's going to do some quick math and find out. This is a very expensive proposition. This Christmas shopping, you guys.
Not for me.
Right? Yeah, but it's the total thing. It's a lot of people.
Christine got almost nothing.
A lot of money here.
She got ripped off.
All right.
We should just add a zero to Christine.
Right?
What's the
total here, Chip?
Bean's grand total is 2150.
You're very generous, Bean. Thank you.
Got a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup coming up for you next hour. We got a
thousand.
Nope, we're done. We're done spinning the wheel. We're already spinning the wheel. And I'm now broke. I can't afford it anymore. Jimmy Kimmel joins us on the program later on today, and his friend Santa Carl for the little boys or girls in your life around 8:15 or so. We'll be opening up the phones if you want to talk to Santa Carl.
Right now it's time for Mr. Bad Example. That's Bean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
He really sucks.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Such a schmuck.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
You'll see what we mean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
His name is Bean.
I do, sometimes make a poll that isn't successful.
Well, it is weird because you're trying to clarify something by using an example, but then you make a bad example, and then it doesn't help. It just hinders.
And I understand there were a lot of them this year.
There were a lot.
There were dozens of them.
I had to narrow it down only to 7 for time's sake, though, because they're a little bit longer than, like, Moments With and stuff like that.
All right.
So we have the top 7 Mr. Bad Examples. This is the first. The topic is, you're really excited about something and no one else cares. That's the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day of Bean's life as well.
Well, I mean...
Every day.
Yeah, it does happen a lot. I mean, I see the world's cleanest rest stop and I'm excited, you know, but I can't get anyone on board. But I will tell you...
What? The worst example ever.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Really? Not a good one?
I mean, the world's cleanest rest stop? How's that your example?
Well, because...
Can't like, be a TV show or a movie or clothing or anything?
Like, why did I
Who
think
goes
of that?
To rest stops?
As a thing. Well, I like to drive, you
right?
know?
Right?
It's important.
Okay. This is the next one.
By the way, for folks who don't have little kids or beer mug in their life, how popular are fidget spinners? Listen to this. 49 of the top 50 best-selling toys on Amazon right now are fidget spinners or fidget cubes, which are a related toy. 49 out of the top 50 toys on Amazon right now are these. They are selling by the million. This is the new hula hoop, you guys.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Like, I couldn't have come up with a more
nothing
current
for the last
toy.
30 years? You're going all the way back to hula hoop?
Hula hoops haven't been popular since, like, 1960.
What's happening? Why? Why can't you come up with anything a little bit more?
Number 5.
Number 3. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing them in reverse order. So number 5, yes. We were talking about a 101-year-old guy that's skydiving.
Right.
Bean had a great pull on this one. We also have a 101-year-old skydiving man.
Love him.
We're excited about that. I love him, too, but I was thinking about this last night. How hard is it to skydive?
Okay. And it was a tandem skydive, too.
Right.
So he didn't have to do anything.
Right.
He's 101. 21, jumping out of a plane.
Right. He's got the zest for life, though. That's what's impressive.
You're just using gravity.
But you know what he's not doing is sitting in a wheelchair with a, you know, with a blanket wrapped around him watching Mannix.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's very true.
Why Mannix, though? Why was that the poll?
I don't know. It hasn't been on in 40
I don't even know what Mannix is. What is Mannix?
It was a 70s cop show with Mike Cotters. It's like a Rockford Files type show.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
I am deeply troubled by that reference. Where did that come from?
You should be.
That makes no sense.
And by the way, Allie started playing along, and then she realized she has no idea what that show even is.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, now
I need a doctor.
This is one of my favorites, because we are trying to sell the fact that we were giving tickets to Coachella, and then you could pick any band at Coachella and see them anywhere in the world. That was the contest. Okay, how many bands are at Coachella?
I'm 150.
Bean picks one that's not there. For his example, he picks the Killers, and the Killers aren't playing Coachella that year.
So you want to see, hey, I love the Killers, and I've always wanted to go to Finland. You two and two together, you go, boom, that's it. I'm going to see the Killers in Finland. I mean, that's how it works.
Nobody wants to see the Killers in Finland.
Wait, I thought it was just people playing Coachella. Yeah.
It is.
Or whoever. I'm just saying.
Well, you just got me excited that I somehow missed the Killers
no,
playing
all right.
Coachella.
No, Killers are not a good example. Finland's not a good example either. But my point is, you find someone on that Coachella bill.
An example of one of the 4,000
Radiohead
bands
in
playing
Bali.
Coachella.
How about Radiohead in Bali, like right. I heard the lady say right. that one time. All right? That's maybe a better example.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
That was not helpful
right?
at all.
Are you seeing a trend here?
I am. And yeah. It's very concerning.
Talking about injuries during sex.
The number of bedroom-related injuries have quadrupled. We have noticed a real increase in sex-related injuries. It used to be that injuries associated with sex used to account for a small percentage of the non-sporting cases we treated. But now, it's all the time. Many are too ashamed to admit how they hurt themselves, meaning doctors cannot treat them properly. Now, I'm curious about that, because if you roll an ankle, you know, in bed, how is that, how's the treatment?
Really?
You know how vigorous it gets at my house.
You roll an ankle?
I just used an example.
That was just an example. It was awful.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
You keep saying that's just an example. We know what it is. We're saying it's a bad example.
If you've never rolled an ankle during sex, you're not trying.
Please.
Number two, I think we're up to, right?
We are. We're talking to Harvey Levin about Beyonce's baby.
All right.
And the pictures and the lengths that people must be going to get those pictures.
Oh, it's going to be released by the family. They're going to release this.
Just because they know they might as well?
Oh, I mean, that's the MO now. I think that's kind of what most people are doing.
Okay, and just to set it up further, they're still in the hospital.
Okay.
Before Bean gives this example.
But right? they will release it. There's no, I don't even know that people are going to try.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to release it.
I would think that you would be sending somebody in there in a food cart or something like that trying to get this photo.
Come on.
One of those food carts
in
the hospital.
In a food cart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how they sell churros right there in Cedars?
What do you mean a food cart?
Right?
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Do they not have food carts in hospitals?
They don't. They don't. There's no food carts there.
There's a guy with like a taco truck or something. I guess not.
Just pull up in the ICU, just sitting there.
But my favorite by far, one.
There's more.
And number one this year was we were talking about elaborate burial ceremonies. And Bean doesn't want any of that nonsense when he dies.
And I've had this conversation with my wife before. Like, you know, when you start talking about funerals and stuff, you know, so many people have these elaborate plans of how they want to be buried. And to which I say, just put me in the backyard. I mean, literally, or put me on a tree or put me in a dumpster. It literally
I'd like to
doesn't
put you
matter.
In a tree.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work, but the payoff is good.
It doesn't.
There's Bean.
You know how many people get put in trees that are dead?
What kind of example?
You're just driving down
that?
The road and you see a dude in a tree and he's dead. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
I mean.
I need help.
I mean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
His name is Bean.
Yes.
Woo! Right. Right.
Finally. You kidding me? This is how you...
Wing.
It's a beautiful song
right.
about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
All right. Tell me more, my dear.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
It's not a traditional sleigh cart.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
God, I miss Wing.
Santa Claus.
It's that talent.
She retired, remember?
No.
Closed it down.
It was a sad day.
Crossing across, he visit us today. December 24th. Mm-hmm. Wow, he's coming right now in an helicopter.
Helicopter.
Now, here's the thing. She's really upset, and she wants to explain to everybody how Santa accomplishes everything. Because he does it with a helicopter.
Right.
She's afraid people
instead of a traditional sleigh cart.
Right.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Right.
He lands in the front yard of a nursery.
He lands in the front yard of a nursery.
All the babies crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are.
I'm sorry, what?
He did what to the babies?
Can you go back and hear that?
He did what to
I'm
the babies?
I'm very afraid of that.
He feeds them well if they are hungry.
He feeds them if they're hungry.
Whew.
Okay.
Then he returns to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city.
Wait, hold on a second. How long has Santa Claus been in the feeding kids business? I thought he brought toys.
He does it all, man.
I thought he's bringing the helicopter to the nursery to deliver toys to the kids.
He feeds the babies as well.
I see.
Yeah.
Dance. Santa dance. Dance.
Dance.
Helicopter dance.
Helicopter dance.
Is she doing a helicopter dance or is she telling the helicopter to dance?
I don't know. Okay. It's wing.
Dance. Santa Claus dance.
Okay, I think that's
really it.
Verse 2.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
He's playing the flute?
I think she said he's playing the flute. Either flute or fluid. I don't know, and I don't like it.
Follow Santa. Pick the secret route to the church to place the law.
I feel like at some point the producer could have said, hey, Wing, that was good, but could we have another take where we know what it is you're singing?
Oh. The children follow Santa down the road.
All the children follow Santa down the road?
I thought it was
roof?
Kangaroo, so kangaroo. I was even more lost.
Sons and daughters. But if you are asleep, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus.
Okay. Santa Claus. Yeah.
On a helicopter.
On a helicopter. There you
go. I forgot how painful that song is.
Yeah, it does hurt.
Remember when we had Wing on the show?
She was the best.
Oh, I loved her so much. Hey, guys, it's Jumanji time. Boy, rave reviews for this Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle at the Pacific's The Grove. K-Rock screening is going to be December 18th. If you want to go, you know this got The Rock in it and Jack Black and Kevin Hart. Our friend from New Zealand.
Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby is in the movie. Karen Gillan.
Sorry, I'm supposed to not help.
Fantastic cast. Brand new adventure. If you want to see it ahead of it opening in theaters, you can call us right now.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Thank you, Joe. 1-800-520-1067.
1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Callers 20 through 24. Win the tickets.
Not yet.
And by the way, who deserves a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame more than The Rock himself? And that is happening today in front of the Hollywood and Highland Complex at 11:30 a.m. The Rock is going to be down there getting his star on the Walk of Fame.
Why?
Movie. Because he's a phenomenally talented actor who's beloved around the world. That's
why.
Because people love The Rock.
Why?
Because he's a great actor and he seems like a super nice guy.
Why?
Okay, you just have to trust me on that. Hey, a lot of baby news lately. Maybe you saw this week that James Corden and his wife welcomed a new little girl into their family. And as a last-minute replacement, Harry Styles filled in and hosted James Corden's late-night show and was very good at it. Well, here's more baby news. I didn't know this, but at 54 years old, John Stamos is about to become a daddy.
Why?
I assume there was sexy time with his fiancée,
Caitlin
McHugh.
Stop calling it sexy time.
I've tried to explain it.
Why?
And they have decided they had talked about it in the past, but they had not planned on it happening this time around. But that when it did, they were delighted and they are planning on getting married. And he is over the moon about having a kid.
Why?
54 years old, by the way.
Right.
Having a baby for the first time. But, man, he seems like a good dude.
He does.
John Stamos.
He does.
And by the way, there's one thing we know about that kid. Kid's going to go to Disneyland a lot.
Yeah.
Because isn't Stamos down there like 3 days a week anyway?
Pretty much.
And one more story. It's too long for me to read the whole thing to you, but if you follow Kamal Nanjiani on Twitter, you should really look at the thread that he posted yesterday.
And if you don't, you should.
You should.
He's very funny.
He is hilarious. He was talking about Star Wars The Last Jedi, which is in theaters, as you know, around the country tomorrow night. And he was talking about back in the early days of his career, he had a job doing red carpet interviews at Comic-Con. And he said it was an awful job, and he was terrible at it. He said most of the time you got, you know, 40 seconds with somebody, and there was so much pressure on you from the producers, whoever had hired him, to try to get something usable, and that he wasn't very good at it. And then some of the people, he's like, look, I understand because now I'm in a position where I do a bunch of interviews. I know what it's like to have to do 100 interviews in a day, and you're not always excited about it. He said, but you can't believe how mean some of these people, how demoralizing these people were to me, how much they treated me like dicks. So he said he was really excited when he got the opportunity to interview Rian Johnson, who was the director of The Last Jedi. Again, this was years ago. He's a big fan of his work. And Kumail screwed up the name of the movie. He was at a place at Comic-Con where they had a bunch of stuff going on for the Total Recall reboot and also for Rian's movie Looper. And for some reason, brain fart, Kumail said to Rian Johnson, I'm really excited about seeing your Total Recall. And Rian said,
oops,
actually, I wish that was me. I'm actually the Looper guy. And Kumail just felt terrible. And apparently Rian Johnson, the way Kumail tells it on his Twitter yesterday, couldn't have been any sweeter. They had a laugh about it. He's
nice.
Like, don't even worry about it. And he just was so nice. And Kumail said that was like the only thing that saved the day for him is how nice he was. Because he could have really turned around and been a dick about
that. Yeah, of course.
That, right? So two takeaways from the weekend, Kumail tweets yesterday. Number one, red carpet interviews are tough, and I'm bad at them. Number two, Rian Johnson is a good dude. This is why I try to be nice on the carpet and give usable interviews no matter how tired I am. If I've ever been rude or dismissive, I apologize. Cut to a years later, I was at a friend's party. Rian Johnson is there. Someone introduces us. He says he loves Silicon Valley. We talked for about 10 minutes, and I go, I'm about to blow your mind, because I knew he would remember. And he brought up the story. Rian did remember and said, those days were so tiring. It was great to have a real moment with someone. Of course, I remember you, and it was fine.
Is
so
it's
just
right?
It's like a love affair now between these two. But it just goes to show you, man, you never know when you're a dick to somebody. You never know how it's, A, going to affect them, and, B, how karma comes back around. You know what I mean?
You looking in the mirror over there?
No, not at all.
Just asking.
Anyway, today's celebrity birthdays, a bunch of them. Tom DeLonge, ex-Blink-182 singer, is 42, probably celebrating in space somewhere, I would imagine. Academy Award-winning actor Jamie Foxx, who's great in everything. He was so good in Baby Driver this year. Earlier this year, right? Actor Steve Buscemi turns 60 today. Singer Ted Nugent is 69. Christopher Plummer is 88. Dick Van Dyke is 94 years old today. Amy Lee, Evanescence singer, is 36. And, of course, the reason we're celebrating... Hey, what happened to my mic? Hey,
what?
Can you guys not hear me?
No. What happened?
That's so weird. I should talk to engineering. That's
it's
so weird.
Taylor Swift's what's birthday
what's happening?
Today.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, Taylor!
That's so weird. I don't
that's
know
what... Showbiz story.
Two great reasons to stick with the show this morning. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have another pair of tickets for you to join us for Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood. And Santa Carl will be here for the little boy or girl in your life. If you want to talk to Santa Carl, that's next hour right here on K-Rock.
You can get a hold of the City Time email, Twitter, Instagram. Old-fashioned leaving a message as well. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
It's so weird to me that we have this Afro line because of how rarely in real life anyone I know calls someone on the phone and leaves a message.
Yeah, true.
Because you're just so used to texting. And by the way, you can always text us, too.
Sure.
On the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. But these are old-fashioned voicemails that you've left for us.
Yeah, just leaving a message about the whole death on a TV show. You know, Marissa Cooper, when she died in the OC, I was devastated. But then I just watched the episode where Kevin informed me to stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine again.
Why does Lisa May sound so good on that clip? And so professional on that clip, and you sound like you.
I mean, that's a given.
That felt better.
Right?
Fresno, what you sipping?
Right, there you go.
Fresno, what you sipping?
Now we're talking. By the way, I get blamed for a lot of stuff. I'm happy with this one.
God damn it, Kevin. You killed Carl. You killed him. You killed Carl.
Right?
I mean, I feel like you did will that into happening
Thank
on The
you.
Walking Dead.
I mean, it took a minute. But...
It took a while. My powers are weak, and I'm learning.
Hi. It's Kat. Hi, it's Kat. This is my number. I'm not leaving my number. What's wrong with you?
Was that really Kat?
I think it was.
Why did she call the Afro Line?
And I feel like it may have been after one of the Acoustic Christmases because she was, she had a beverage.
Okay.
A beverage or 10.
Hi, podcast listener here. I'm trying to figure out how, hey, Katy Perry, you go, girl. Baby, you're a
fan. You were. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
Didn't make it into the countdown for the top drop. Crazy.
Right?
Oh, wow.
How did that not make it?
It was one of my more embarrassing moments of 2017, I'll tell you that.
Omar has cartoon hate for the Salvation Army, but actually not for the Salvation Army, for the little bells they ring. Mm-hmm. He hates the bells. He's fine with everything else.
He likes the good work they do. Yes. He just wishes they would raise money in a way that's not as annoying to him.
You know what, Omar? You're right. Next time I see that bucket and that Salvation Army, I'm going to kick the out of it. Because these motherfuckers think that I'm just a goddamn butler when I can clearly see them. So you know what? Them.
I'm not positive.
Don't do that, sir.
Don't do any of that. Whatever just, you said.
You know what? Do instead. Throw a buck into the bucket.
Right. Our friend Stryker has a show on Friday nights on the Audience Network. And he was from the Apollo last Friday night.
Yeah.
So he called to promote it.
This is the legendary soul music venue in New York City, which is where everybody you've ever heard of, from Stevie Wonder to James Brown to Prince, has played the Apollo. It's sacred ground.
Kevin and Bean, what's going on? It's Stryker. I work at K-Rock. I'm going to be at the Apollo on stage. I'm drunk right now. It's 2:20 in the day. I'm not drunk, but I just want to say, hope you guys are doing well. I see you on social media. I don't really get to see you in person that much. And, it's the Audience Channel if you want to tell anybody about it. I'm on TV every Friday night. They put makeup on me. I have a face for radio. I'm interviewing Darius Rucker, whose first 10 country songs have gone, 8 of them have gone number one. I don't know why I'm giving you his resume right now. Edit this down. You mofos.
Nope.
Party bus. A moment with Kevin. Thanks for that tweet, Bean. See you later, alligator.
All right, now.
Is he filibustering us? What was happening there?
So now he thinks about that for a second. He's like, I don't know. I don't feel like that went well. So he calls right back.
No.
Damn, I'm calling you back. It's Stryker, Kevin and Bean. I messed up the last message. I was calling just to let you know that somehow people have let me on television, but then I ended up giving Darius Rucker's resume instead of telling you about the show, and then I was a moment with Kevin, and thanks for that tweet, Bean, blah, 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 blah. The show is every Friday night.
He's very frustrated. Calls right back.
Kevin, I have OCD right now. I can't get the message right, and I'm trying to erase my old messages. What the f***? I feel so stupid now, and the TV show, I've done over...
Oh, no. Stryker.
Now, I'm not positive what happened, but he calls back and explains what he thinks happened, and it's very possible that the answering machine just said, F you.
I've never been more embarrassed in my life. The last call, and I'm not messing around, got cut off on me. I think the tone of my voice thought I pressed a key. My voice just cracked. When it's time to change, you got to rearrange. I pressed a key on the telephone. The point is, there's over 70 episodes out there on the Audience Channel. They create their own content, DirecTV. I've interviewed all the K-Rock bands, plus Rick Ross, and all the great hip-hop artists.
Why is he telling us this? First of all, we know the show. We watched the show. Why is he telling us any of this?
But then listen at the very end how frustrated he is with himself.
Darius Rucker's Friday night. The show's every Friday night. In-depth interviews and performance. I'm terrible at promoting. I'm embarrassed. All right, now I'm saying goodbye, and I'm going to try not to call back. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
God, man.
Stryker?
Yes.
You all right? You okay, man?
I was tired, and I had a great sleep.
Are you okay, though? I'm asking if you're all right.
No, I feel terrible, and I'm sweating this second, and I don't know if I'm all right overall.
Stryker, hey, it was 2:15 in the afternoon, but were you, in fact, drinking?
No. I was not drinking.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I was not drinking.
By the way, that was also a lifeline. You should have said yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That should have been your excuse, Ted.
You do good work. And you know we love you. But what's happening with you? You okay?
I, sometimes I get very, my brain goes way too fast, so the words don't come out properly.
You don't got to tell me. My brain goes too slow and words don't come out, so it's pretty much the same.
And by the way, you were leaving this message on the Afro line thinking we might play it on the air. Why didn't you mention your show on the Audience Network?
Why did I?
Why didn't you?
Oh, I did mention.
He did at one point.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. 400 times you mentioned it. You kept calling back to give us times and dates and cities and resumes of everyone who'd ever been on it. You wouldn't shut up about it.
You're the best, but you good?
I was happy birthday, Taylor Swift. I was attempting in my very best way to give out a smooth message. And then when I
Do you have Tourette's?
Back, I tried to see if I could erase the messages. And then
wouldn't that be awesome? That would be the greatest thing if you could actually reach back and delete a message.
I thought I could,
I
couldn't
that.
Do it.
No, you can't do that. No.
Oh,
you okay?
God.
You good?
No, I'm not good right now. I spent up all night Saturday, Sunday. I screwed up on your voicemail. It's the second time. Now I've done it four times in my life, and I've worked there. I'm very, very, very embarrassed. I'm not even going to come to work. Don't watch
oh,
that.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Stryker, you are loved, and you are appreciated. In this.
But you good?
I'm barely good, Kevin.
Okay. Go back to sleep, son.
Good night.
Thank you.
Our friend, Mr. Movie Man from 6 Second Reviews, talks Star Wars, along with Jumanji and all the other holiday releases just getting ready to come out. Coming up in minutes here, Jimmy Kimmel joins us after 8. Santa Carl on the program today. A lot of good stuff still to come here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Dave.
What up?
King of Mexico is here. Time for a brand new Kevin Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yo!
Oh, watch me, baby.
Internet Roundup.
Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Internet Roundup.
Check it out, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Life.
So much, I'm not sure Thug Life is involved, but so much Star Wars on the Internet Roundup. And I'm going to tell you this, if you're a person who doesn't just go because you like action, you go because you care about the fate of these characters and these stories that are being told in these movies, but there have been a lot of movies and a lot to keep track of, like Who's Who, there's a Kramit video of every Star Wars movie ever, and it brings you up to date from Phantom Menace all the way through. You're walking in The Last Jedi.
It's like 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It
really
catches you up on everything before this one. It's really worth it.
There's also an honest trailer on Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, which I seem to remember enjoying that movie, and yeah. Now I don't know how, now that I've seen this honest trailer.
It is funny. You can love it, and then they'll make fun of it, and you go, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And one that I think you're really going to enjoy, too, which is the cast of The Last Jedi. And this is everybody from Mark Hamill, to John Boyega, to Daisy Ridley, to all of them. Kelly Marie Tran, they all answer the most searched questions about Star Wars on Google. And some of them are pretty funny.
Do Jedi choose their lightsaber colors? Samuel L. Jackson does. He said, I want a purple one, and he got one because he's Samuel L. Jackson.
Do Jedis sleep? Does anybody sleep in Star Wars?
Only if they get really hurt. What Star Wars alien species are you? Species are you?
Wookiee.
Ewok?
How do Mark Hamill Joker impression? Joker here, the clown prince of crime. You gotta warm up on the way to a session. So I'm driving on the freeway, going to my Joker sessions, going... And of course, everybody in the freeway, they take no notice. It's Los Angeles.
How Rey beat Kylo Ren?
Why is that so hard for people to get? Like, she's super strong and he's, like, so weak.
Kicked his ass. That's how Rey beat Kylo Ren.
I love that. So a lot of Star Wars videos on the roundup. By the way, there's a great extra episode of the Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, because all the ones that he filmed this season with Katy Perry and with the Foo Fighters, with Miley Cyrus, with Kelly Clarkson, all of them, at the time he had them record Santa Claus is Coming to Town, so you can see them all together in one mega Carpool Karaoke. There's also a new bad lip reading from Stranger Things. I know you love
awesome.
That one, Dave.
Yeah. Those are great.
And there's a new Zach Morris's Trash video, too, a Christmas episode.
The best.
I think you'll enjoy.
The
I
best.
Know. Very funny. All right, speaking of Christmas episodes, Family Guy has a new promo out for their upcoming holiday episode, and this is great. This is Meg, who is distributing something called not candy canes, but Kanye canes, and these are little talking candy canes.
With sunglasses.
With sunglasses on, and they look and sound just like Kanye West, and you can hear as she puts them in the family stockings.
Okay, I'll put the Kanye canes in the stockings.
You know, it's just like, you know, music and fashion, all that. You know, I can't be stopped.
whatever I do, you know, I just want to be the best because the best is never enough.
He fades when she's putting him into the stocking.
Mark Zuckerberg promised he'd give me $50 million, fam, but then he welts and I'm penniless. Kanye is the greatest. Kanye drops the latest. There can be no debaters, and Kanye got the status.
The Family Guy Christmas Special, brought to you by Anthropomorphic Candy Canes. Family Guy, what are we doing?
I kind of miss crazy Kanye.
He's been
gone a minute. He's been like quiet Kanye, and I kind of miss the old Kanye. And finally, Dave, who's the genius behind this Red Apron video?
It's a YouTube group called The Cuddle Squad.
Cuddle Squad, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the concept of this. You know they have a Blue Apron where they deliver the ingredients and a recipe, and Dave uses it all the time, and you make food. Well, what if you want your food to be even fresher and you want it prepared exactly the way you want? With Red Apron, the doorbell rings and you open it, and the animal you have chosen for dinner is standing on your front porch. And I don't know what a lot of people would do if they open the door and there's a cow. Or there's a chicken, or there's a pig. If you've got to kill it yourself, it makes it a lot harder. At least it seems like it does for this couple.
Oh, you kill it. We're supposed to kill it?
Unlike other meal subscription services, Red Apron provides you with the most authentic cooking experience. With meat that is slaughtered and prepared the way you like it.
No, you gotta cut its head off!
With a variety of recipes from pulled pork banh mi.
Oh, God.
To spicy seasoned stir fry.
No, please. Why?
Red Apron has something for everyone.
Oh my God. Whatever. Who would do this? Why? This is racist.
It just.
Red Apron. How much can you stomach?
It's a horror movie. I mean, it really does. If you got to kill your own food, it turns into a horror movie. You can see that video and all the rest right now at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all. Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Right?
Who's with me?
I think we're all with you on this one, man. I know I made this bold prediction yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. I believe the new Star Wars film, The Last Jedi, opening around the country tomorrow night, will be the number one film of the weekend. I'm willing to go out on...
That's a bold prediction.
I know. I know it's just a dumb little sci-fi thing, but I am going to tell you that I think that there is an appetite that has built up for this franchise, and I think that there are people who are going to want to put down their money and go see this new Star Wars Last Jedi movie. It's going to be big. That's what I'm going to say. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know anything about anything, but I think it's going
to
be good.
Hey, the movie man, do you agree?
Bean's on to something.
Right?
You think so?
Yeah. Way to go, Bean.
Russ Leatherman is the movie man. He is the genius behind 6 Second Reviews at 6secondreviews.com. Now, this is going to be a real test of finding out your standing in the industry, Russ.
I think it's pretty clear already, isn't it?
That is pretty clear.
The fact that you're on this show at 7:30 in the morning, I think that says a lot. Have you or have you not been cool enough to already see The Last Jedi?
Oh, of course. I'm at least that cool. You know what? Dave, the King of Mexico, is that cool.
Yeah, he did see it. He did see it, yes.
I'm not sure how that happened either.
No spoilers, please. Yeah. But let's hear a clip from the film, and then let's hear what you thought about it.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now. Die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Come on.
I'm going for the music alone, Russ. Please tell me it's great.
Hey, who pulled that clip?
Well, there's not a lot of talking in the trailer.
Here's the thing about Star Wars, the most anticipated movie of the year, right? Mark Hamill, John Boyega, Adam Driver, Carrie Fisher, Daisy Ridley, they all return. This movie, the effects are fantastic, right? Some of the battle scenes are fantastic. And I think the movie's got a lot of humor. It's got a lot of heart. Brand new director, Rian Johnson. He didn't screw it up. I think that was
Sweet.
A big thing about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say, though, that the Porgs are really the stars of the movie.
Wow.
You might call them porg stars.
Wow. But we don't have to, right?
That's not a law, right?
You might not do that.
Okay. Russ, we were very concerned when we first saw the little porgs in that trailer. We thought, uh-oh, is this going to be an Ewok situation?
Jar Jar Binks.
Well, it's funny you should say something about Jar Jar Binks, because I was talking to Dave, who also saw the movie. And by the way, we really like the movie. You could, if you chose to poke some holes in it, you certainly could.
Mm-hmm.
Dave says that Finn is the Jar Jar Binks of this trilogy.
Oh, he's insane.
Listen.
He's insane.
Do what we do and ignore Dave.
Ignore Dave all the time, always.
You know what? I think he might be onto something. We talked about this movie.
Wow. Like,
there's 30 minutes in the movie that could just be gone.
Wow.
Like I said, if I was going to pick holes in it, I would say there's a romance that we don't need. There are 30 minutes that could just go away.
And it is a 2.5 hour movie almost,
I'm
right?
I'm fine with that. I want it to be three.
Do you, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
So you can remember 45 minutes? Is that what you're saying?
If. Yeah, right. That much.
Let's hear in a nutshell. This is what Mr. 6 Second Reviews thought of The Last Jedi.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
With heart and humor, enough of the old and plenty of new. For fans, The Last Jedi will be out of this world. I'm in.
That's good news. How do you rank it in the canon of Star Wars movies? Out of all the ones we've seen so far, this would be the third best, fourth best, sixth best? What do you think?
I'd say three or four, but I have to admit I'm not a big Star Wars nerd.
Okay.
Right? I didn't really love the franchise. I like going and seeing the movies. And the thing that I like about it now is at Christmas time, you can always count on them. Right, they're super solid. You can always count on them. There's something to look forward to. This movie, and the reason I say for Star Wars fans, they're going to love it, is because there are old references. There's new stuff. There's everything you could possibly want. For guys like me, who just sort of like the movies, it's plenty good.
Fantastic. All right, looking forward to that. Hey, we're going to get into some of the movies that don't quite open yet, like Jumanji in a minute, but I want to ask you about this Ferdinand, because it's got a great voice cast, including Kate McKinnon, also John Cena, who does what sounds like very funny work in that. Here's a clip of Ferdinand.
Now, I know when you look at me, you think big.
You're ginormous! I can't wait to show you to the rest of the guys. They're going to fertilize the yard.
You think scary. I was younger. Who are you?
I'm Una.
I'm Dos.
And I'm Cuatro.
What happened to Trace?
We do not speak of Trace.
You think someone who can fight.
I am here to select a bull. I'll take that one.
Sucks to be you.
I am not a fighting bull. Can you guys help me out?
This is the beautiful horsey side. And that is the stinky bull side. Have a nice day smelling terrible. I hoof Klaus. I hoof Greta.
Now, do I remember Ferdinand was based on like a book originally or something, right, Russ?
Yeah. Classic children's book. And, another family movie, another animated feature. Coco's in theaters right now. Did we really need another one? I don't know. Here's your 6 Second Review.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
A great story about fathers and sons and being your own bull. No bull. Ferdinand is fantastic. I'm in.
Right. Two for two. All right. Real quick, Russ, before we run out of time, I'm just going to throw the film out. You give me the synopsis, all right, of how you feel about it and whether you recommend it for holiday dollars being spent. Jumanji with The Rock.
Super fun. Good cast, Jack Black, Kevin Hart. It's a remake of a sort of a classically weird cult movie, and it's awesome. Go check it out.
It's a remake. I thought it was a sequel. That's so interesting to me. I never did not realize that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. How about Pitch Perfect 3? Looks like all the ladies are back.
Hey, pitches.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. And finally, and this is the Oscar bait of the holiday season, Steven Spielberg directs. You got Tom Hanks. You got Meryl Streep. It's the story of the Washington Post and their fight to publish the Pentagon Papers in the early 1970s. I know it sounds a little dry and a little too political for most people, but have you seen this one?
No, it's for the grown-ups. Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep. It's got to be great. That's after you're done with the Star Wars and the Jumanjis. You go see The Post. You clean that out a little bit.
Okay. All right. The Post is the palate cleanser.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha. All right. Online at 6secondreviews.com. 6 Second Reviews with the number 6 on Twitter. He is Russ Leatherman. He is the Movie Man. Thanks for jumping on. Have a wonderful Christmas. We'll talk to you in 2018.
You too, guys. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Jimmy Kimmel coming up in a few minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
And completely by coincidence, Santa Carl is also going to be here today.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
So the opportunity for your little boy or girl to talk to Santa Carl. Carl, coming up in about 20 minutes or so, right here on K-Rock. First, though, what's going on in Hollywood?
Well, the SAG Awards nominees are out. For Drama Ensemble, which last year was won by Stranger Things, Game of Thrones is nominated. The Crown, Stranger Things again, The Handmaid's Tale, and This Is Us.
Okay.
I don't know how you pick between those. A lot of those are really great.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate there can only be one winner.
Actress in a drama. Last year's winner was Claire Foy for The Crown. Millie Bobby Brown for Stranger Things. Claire Foy again for The Crown. Laura Linney for Ozark. Elizabeth Moss for Handmaid's Tale. Robin Wright for House of Cards. Drama actor is Jason Bateman in Ozark. Sterling K. Brown in This Is Us. Peter Dinklage in Game of Thrones. David Harbour in Stranger Things. And Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul.
No surprises so far, but all tremendously talented.
Last year, the comedy ensemble was won by Orange is the New Black. It was a little weird, right?
Yes.
Blackish is up for it this year. Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has been great. Glow, which is great. Orange is the New Black is nominated again. And Veep.
Okay, thank
you.
Is
also nominated.
I was going to burn this mother down if there was no Veep.
Comedy actress, of course, last year was Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. This time it's Uzo Aduba for Orange is the New Black. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is back for Veep. Jane Fonda for Grace and Gracie. Lily Tomlin for Grace and Frankie, sorry. And Alison Brie for Glow. And I did want to point out the films, because we were upset about this for the last award show, that The Big Sick did not get nominated.
Right, it was shut out from the Golden Globes, right.
Golden Globes, right. So in this one, this is outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. And The Big Sick is nominated, and it's great, and you should see it. And Get Out is also nominated. Lady Bird, Mudbound, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Here's the thing you need to know about the SAG Awards, by the way. And maybe you don't care because it's just a union. But it's actors. It's all actors. And actors are the largest voting body for the Academy Awards. So if somebody wins a SAG Award, they've got a lot of support among Oscar voters as well. And it's a good indicator that they may also be getting that statue.
I want you to think about this from the parents' point of view. Justin Bieber, as you know, is back together with Selena Gomez.
I don't like it.
Her parents are not happy. Apparently, he's not welcome at Christmas.
I feel like he probably burned some bridges the last time they dated, and it's going to take a long time for them to accept that he's grown up, if he in fact has.
I mean, imagine, Mom and Dad, I have a boyfriend. Hey, great. Who is it? Justin Bieber. Oh, come on. You can do better.
Honey, no.
In contrast, his mom loves her. She's thrilled with Selena Gomez. She can come over anytime.
Sure.
But just not Justin, because he's pretty much hated by the family. Here are the words in the headline. Enough was enough. Omarosa tells Donald Trump.
What?
She's quitting his White House after the Roy Moore fiasco, and more aides will follow her.
I thought she was lucky to get that job.
She was.
Because she knew him from his TV days.
Right. A senior White House official told Daily Mail that Omarosa had a chance to speak to the president, who, of course, she was on his The Apprentice, and she left on positive terms, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
She opted to leave after the president endorsed Alabama Republican accused of sexually assaulting and harassing teens. Moore was also hit with charges of racism and, by the way, was defeated.
Right.
He lost the race.
But his attorney was a Jew! As his wife so vehemently explained from the podium.
After Roy Moore, enough was enough, the aide said, and she decided to leave.
What's Omarosa going to do now?
I don't know, but when Omarosa leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the NFL Network, we were telling you, suspended three of its analysts after Jamie Cantor, wardrobe stylist for the network, said she was harassed and filed sexual assault lawsuits. Two other well-known former NFL players who work for the network, Donovan McNabb and Warren Sapp, have also been named in the lawsuit.
These are big names, man.
And they're all going away.
And these, the details of these cases, like, I don't know, and I know times have changed, and maybe people just thought they had, you know, male privilege, but the stuff that they were doing, the things that they were texting, the things that they were saying in front of their coworkers, they deserve to lose their jobs for that.
Let me ask you a question.
It's awful.
It is awful, and they deserve to lose their jobs. And I'm not defending them at all. But do you think that there are a certain amount of women who do respond to that? Like, it does work sometimes, and then the guys start thinking, oh, this is my right. Everyone should respond that way. Do you think that's part of the issue or no?
I think that is possible.
that it actually works and people like it.
Yeah, I think that is possible. Because
certainly not everybody.
Of course not.
And then they start just thinking, oh, yeah, that's my right, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
I think it's a little bit of male privilege. It's a little bit of, hey, I'm a celebrity, so I'm kind of entitled to do this. And why wouldn't that woman want to hear this from me or see me say this or watch me walk around with my pants off or whatever? Yeah, I bet that's probably true. And I bet that some of these men, I don't know in this particular story, but some of these men in these stories that have come out recently are – frankly surprised that all of a sudden there's negative feedback on the way they behave, because they just kind of assume in their crazy world that people like it.
Well, I'm glad all this is coming out, and I'm glad they're all going down.
Andrew Siciliano is going to be the only one left at that network soon.
Right? He's going to have to do every show. Birthdays today. Christopher Plummer is 88. Ted Nugent, crazy man, probably going to run for president. Wait, yes? Can I help?
Nothing played. Too late.
All right. Which one? What was it for?
It's gone.
What was it for?
It was Ted Nugent.
Okay, let me.
I don't have it now, though. I don't have it. Next hour.
How did it go away in 1 second? Okay. Ted Nugent, 69. Steve Buscemi is 60. Jamie Foxx is 50. Tom DeLonge is 42 years old. Evanescence singer Amy Lee is 36. And comedian Ben Hoffman is 43.
There's another one. There's another famous birthday.
And that's your showbiz
birthday.
You missed.
There it is.
Best song ever.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries. Red dye number two. Green cherries.
Green ones too.
It's fruitcake.
Come on, Jimmy. It's fruitcake.
What
it's
is going on here?
It's fruitcake.
Come on, man.
The only thing worse than fruitcake is this song.
Raw. How dare you?
Chip just threw you out. She just gave you that.
Sorry.
Come on, Jimmy. You've had Fred Schneider on the show, right, Jimmy?
I was going to say, this doesn't even sound like a B-52. It sounds like the C or D-52s.
Oh, that's just hurtful.
This is Fred's band, The Superians, and this is the Christmas classic Fruitcake.
I mean, I love it.
Artificial color.
He just reads the ingredients.
Artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake.
Come on, Jimmy.
You know, it's great.
What?
I raced to get here. Like, I literally, and you're going to love this, but I got lost. But even though I've been here a thousand times, but I raced to get here. I ran through the hall as the Shin song was ending, thinking, oh, I'm just going to barely make it. Little did I know we'd stop for 9 minutes and listen to Fruitcake.
Well, we thought we'd give you a chance to, you know, catch your breath and
okay,
all that.
Good.
It's a holiday tradition.
Oh, here it is again.
All right, James, I'm so glad you're here for a number of reasons. We got a lot to talk to you about.
We do. What do we have to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you what we have to talk about, because an argument broke out in the studio right before you came in, and it's a complete coincidence, but you are the only man who can settle this one for us.
Oh, great. Oh,
this
good.
Is right in your wheelhouse.
Perfect.
Wiffle ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wiffle. With an H, without an H.
There's no H in wiffle ball.
Oh,
ladies
man.
And
now
gentlemen,
I have to take my tweet back.
The
now.
Man knows what he's talking about.
But it's underlined in red either way.
And a lot of people spell it with an H. It's very popular with an H.
Are you saying it's underlined in red when you're typing it? Who are you writing this to? Or when you're tweeting?
Tweet. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
In the tweet. So I tried to take the H out, and then Bean's yelling at me. There's no H.
No, there's no H in
Wiffle. I think there's an H.
You shouldn't. Bean, don't argue with Bean about spelling. He knows.
He does know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's definitive then.
Do I have
no
to
H.
take my tweet down? Or
no,
I think because I say wiffle ball champ. I mean, I'm trying to give you your credit.
Just say the H is for the holidays.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel, late night TV host from ABC Television. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank
it's
you.
It's so great to see you.
It's great to see you,
that's
too.
That's a strange way to start a question.
I haven't asked the question yet. I can't imagine how busy you are. I know every time we've had the opportunity to talk to you about behind the scenes, what it's like doing the show, you tell us that it's a 15-hour day or something, right?
Like, yeah. And then, but what you want to do, though, if you're in a situation where you're working a lot of hours, is to add two little kids into your life.
I mean, that's good thinking.
That's the key.
That's good planning, I think.
Little Billy on TV this week, man.
Right.
Oh, did people love seeing your kid on TV, man.
Did it almost make your biological clock start ticking?
I don't think I need one. I just think I need to live vicariously through Billy, because he is the happiest little kid. It looks like he's just having the best time. And it was so fun seeing him in your monologue.
It is. He's very happy. All I can figure is he must be dumb, because there's no reason to be happy. I mean, he's his chest opened twice in 7 months.
Do you feel like he has fans all over the world now, because you kind of made him a public figure?
Well, he has groupies. Yeah, he has women he
Take
has sex
easy.
With. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
wow.
If you want to call them fans.
Was there ever any part of you, just as a father who is naturally protective of his family, to say, hey, I care about the world and the issues, but I'm not going to drag my kids into it?
No, because I think it is something that I think would be distasteful if you're on the cover of People magazine with your family. But it's important, you know, talking about these issues. And obviously, when you put your kid on screen, you're going to get a lot more attention for it.
Do you get a lot of flack as a result of it? People who accuse you of awfulness, pimping out your kids for politics and blah, blah, blah?
Yes, there are crazy people. A lot of crazy people out there. Yes.
Are you afraid of
I fear
people
nothing.
Recognizing
you know
him
that.
Later in life?
No, no, no.
What's the downside here?
Look, I think it's awesome what he's doing because
I saw you on TV 27 years ago when you were a baby.
Let me see your chest.
No, here's the reason I say it, because people sometimes need a face on a problem. You know what I mean? And I think you bring in, you know, since the day Billy was born, you explaining what was going on with his health and everything, I think was so relatable to so many people. And there, but for the grace of God go I, they understand that your story is everybody's story.
Well, the thing about it is, I think when I spoke about Billy the first time, people overall were very receptive to it, no matter whether they were Democrats, Republicans, it didn't really matter. They didn't see it as a party line issue. Mm-hmm. And then the politicians get hold of it and the certain media outlets get a hold of it and they have to spin it in that way. But if you really boil it down, what is it that I have to gain from this? I mean, what is it? I don't run a hospital. I'm not pocketing huge numbers. I'm not a lobbyist. I have nothing to gain from this. I just see a problem and I mentioned it on the air and did it in a way that obviously resonated with a lot of people and hopefully good has come out of it, and I'll keep doing it as long as
good for
I
you.
Have to.
When
good
you said
you.
Chip, I thought of her. I was like, what?
No, it's a different
Chip. What did she
different
do? Chip.
I do need funding, too.
Now, something else is very timely this week, Mr. Kimmel, and that is now that he lost the election, your love affair, your meeting at the mall with Roy Moore is not going to happen now? Is that canceled?
Well, listen, this guy, Roy Moore, in case people didn't follow, and it was crazy, I can't delighted that he lost
in
Alabama, but he challenged me to a fight. I mean,
he
didn't come right out and say it, but he basically said, come down to Alabama and we'll settle this man to man.
Does he know you've already been in the ring?
I don't think he knows that. But I'll tell you something I found out about him. Apparently, he was like a kickboxer.
Oh, no.
Like the army or something.
Somebody killed you.
And I was going to dress as a Girl Scout to fight him. And how great would it be me getting my ass kicked by an old man dressed as a Girl Scout? Would there be any greater day for the two of you?
And the old man would have a boner. That would be the best.
I mean, he really came at you, though, didn't he?
He did, and it did not go well. And
no.
You know what? It's getting in a Twitter fight with me is the best gift I could ever receive.
Yes,
I love it.
Now, forgetting the fact that he's allegedly a pedophile, forgetting the fact that he is obviously racist, what do you think about the decision to show up to vote on a horse, Jimmy? What do you think about that thinking?
Yeah, that's all you need to know about it. Like, I'm going to make a big show of what a cowboy I am. You know, I'd love to see how many cows he has. Him and his horse.
It's so weird to see the influence you have had, especially this year, especially with the way politics are going. When you see, you know, like yesterday, the governor of Pennsylvania is tweeting you and things. I mean, you in a million years, you never expected this was going to be your life.
One thing I did know that eventually the governor of Pennsylvania, whoever it was at the time, would get in touch with
me. I've heard Jimmy say that before.
I actually mentioned that all the time back in the old days when I worked here.
I must have just forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having fun?
Wait, what does that mean? You mean like getting into the waters of politics?
No, just having fun in general.
I am. I'm enjoying
your life. You're happy.
The new baby is a lot of fun. The old baby, as we call her, the 3-year-old,
right,
is a lot of fun. And yeah, you know, I have. It's a lot of work, but I have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Why'd you agree to come back to do the Oscars, Jimmy?
Why?
Because he was great at it.
He was great at it, but what do you have to gain by taking a chance that you won't be great the second time? You could go out undefeated.
Well, I think, first of all, it's an honor to be asked back, and especially to be asked back right away like that. And I really like the people that I worked with, the producers, this guy Mike DeLuca and Jennifer Todd, that we had a good time doing it, which is not something I expected would happen.
It was fun.
I figured
it
would be like
a nightmare, and you're just trying to keep up with it?
I'd be trying to do my thing, and they'd want to do their thing and whatever. And instead, we had a very good relationship. And also, the Oscars were looked somewhat clouded at the end of the show last year.
That made me so happy, Jimmy. I'm sorry. It made me so happy. And I was just putting myself in your skin. And you went out and you said, oh, it's my fault, which was kind of you, but it clearly wasn't.
It was a big to be continued. So I felt like I had to continue it.
Were you happy it ended like that?
No.
Really?
No.
Because it wasn't your fault, and it made it one of the most talked about Oscar moments of all time.
I thought you would be, just because you do enjoy things going wrong.
Yeah, you love chaos.
Listen, there were definitely good things about it, but the bad thing about it was I think the show went very, very well.
People seemed very happy
with it, but nobody mentions that because
true. That's the only
thing they talk about. And the only reason you do this stuff is so that people can go, oh, yeah, he was good at that. And now, you know, probably in 6 years, people will think I opened the envelope and read the wrong thing.
Exactly. They just remember it was a disaster and they're not sure why.
I have had a few situations where I've done like interviews or whatever where I had to remind the person, like, you know, that wasn't my fault, right? Like, they're like, and you know, and then what happened? And I was like, hold on a second. That was as much my fault as the guy selling hot dogs in the lobby. I had nothing, literally nothing to do with that.
That's all you were. Technically, you got on the mic and said it was your fault. And I think that maybe they just remember that. They don't know you were joking. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel is here, but unfortunately, he has to go because we have a very special guest scheduled for the next segment already.
It's crazy.
I apologize. Jimmy, we have to say goodbye after such a short visit.
16-wheel truck in the parking lot.
Is that right?
Yeah. Parked in 3 handicap spots.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. All right. Santa Carl, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be joining us in studio next on the Kevin DeBean Show. It is a holiday tradition going back how many years do you think, Jimmy, if you know?
About 3 too many, I think.
Okay. All right.
When you got up this morning, you were like, God damn, what? Honestly.
No, I will tell you, I'm always excited to hear that Santa Carl is coming into the show.
Oh, that's because, nice of you to say.
It's a nice tradition, and I enjoy it, even when I'm at home.
I don't want to ask you to speak for Santa Carl because you don't know him, but what age group does Santa Carl like to speak with on the phone?
From what I've learned over the years, is Santa Carl likes, they can't be too young because you don't get much out of them.
Right.
So we're really looking from the, depending upon how verbal your child is, Santa Carl is looking for somewhere between 4.5 to 7, I think. Not too old.
No eights, though. No
eights. No
eights.
We don't
want eights.
No, we don't want eights.
Eights suck.
All right. 4.5 to 7. Your little boy or girl wants to talk to Santa Carl. This is your opportunity. You can call us right now. 1-800-520-1067. And we'll take your kids' calls next on KQ. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hit it, Steve.
Here comes Santa Carl. Here comes Santa Carl for the boys and girls. He's got a sleigh full of toys and goodies and a bag of squirrels. He don't care who the children are, he loves them all the same. So be glad and don't be sad when Santa screws up your name. Santa Carl, Santa Carl.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Carl.
And Merry Christmas, Kevin and Big.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to Tam and May and Ralph and May and everybody here, right here at the big old K-Rock. World famous K-Rock. Santa Claus love being here every year. This is a hell of a tradition.
It certainly is.
How long Santa Claus been coming down his chimney and getting in you?
We were thinking.
Santa Claus been coming.
I think 21 years.
It's been around 21 years.
What the hell?
I know.
That's beating a joke to death. That's what that is.
Well, look, it's not a joke for the kids who are on the phone, Santa Claus. We have little boys and girls who want to talk to you and ask you for something for Christmas.
That's a good thing, Big. That's a big thing. Right there.
All right.
Big come out. Big say thing that true, and that's what Santa Claus here for Big. And Santa Claus going to bring Big some good stuff, too.
So 1-800-520-1067. I'd like to introduce you to a listener in Baldwin Park, Santa Claus. She's a little girl named Akira, and she joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Akira.
What? Akira? Ain't that a dog name? Akira?
No,
that's a dog.
You're thinking of an Akita. This is Akira. This is a little girl named Akira.
Okay, Kira.
She's on the phone.
Okay, Kira, have you been a good boy or girl for Christmas this year?
A good girl.
And have Santa been watching you? You know that, right, Kira?
Yes.
Okay, and what you want Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas time this year? Because Santa Claus would love to bring you something nice and shiny.
A bicycle,
because
mine is broken.
Oh, something happened to your old bicycle because you got too heavy?
She's not too heavy.
No.
Well, what?
Some of the, like,
That's the thing about kids. Santa Carl focus on physical fitness.
Right.
Santa Carl lift weight. Santa Carl lift rocks. Santa Carl right. always repairing fence.
But she didn't say and how these her little bike was girls broken.
Get so big and fat.
I don't.
And what you weigh right now, Kira?
Oh, come on.
Good thing she ain't on Santa Carl lap because he'd be broken like the bike. Okay, Kira.
Yeah.
Now, Santa Carl going to bring you a new bike. What color bike were you looking for?
A blue bike.
Okay, that's like the Slurpee that you eating too much of. So Santa Carl going to bring it, and you keep being good because there's still 2 weeks, and if things go south, Santa ain't bringing nothing.
All
okay,
right, Kira. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Thank okay. you for calling. Oops, that's the wrong button. Let's go to line. Give me line 5, if you would, please, Kevin. Let's bring Julian into the conversation. He's in Pasadena. Julian, you're on with Santa Carl.
Hello, okay. Hello, Julian. What's happening?
Hi,
and Julian, are you a boy or girl this Christmas?
Boy.
Okay, but how come name Julianne? Oh, parents, that's what we call liberal parents.
No, it's Julian. The name is Julian.
That's what's happening in this country right now. Okay, Julianne, what you want for Christmas time this year from Santa Carl?
A tablet.
Santa Carl once, when was in college, took tablet of... LDS.
Right. LSD?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Santa Carl got all crazy and saw all kind of crazy things. Santa Carl saw a tiger with feet. That's right. And not like them paws that were on regular tiger. Feet, human feet on this tiger
okay.
here.
Okay.
So Santa Carl going to say no.
I think Julian's talking about electronic equipment like an iPad. Is
okay.
What he's
well,
for.
You
that's
go get
tablet.
That at the Best Buy.
All right. Thank you, okay. Julian. Appreciate the call, sir. Let's go to, how about little Ava in Huntington Beach? She's
okay.
5 years old, Santa Carl.
Oh, that sounds so cute. Hello, Ava?
Hello.
Happy Christmas, Ava. How old are you today?
6.
What the heck? Big say you 5,
I'm
and now
sorry.
You say 6. And this is a scandal right here. Okay, Ava, have you been a good little boy or girl this year?
A good girl.
A good girl. And you've been doing all your chores?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've been definitely washing dishes with Mama and Daddy?
Yes.
Okay, so what you want for Christmas this year, Ava?
A Hatchimal?
What the hell is that?
What? It's a little toy, a little toy.
Sorry, Ava. What the hell, Hatchimal?
I have a Hatchimal at home in the, little, toy thing.
So, Ava have one Hatchimal looking for another Hatchimal to make a mate. And then have baby Hatchimal all over the house. Now, Santa Carl, when he was a kid, had Habit Trail, not Hatchimal. And the Habit Trail, in the Habit Trail, they're little like squirrel without no tail. It's called a gerbil. And Santa Carl, when he was a kid, loved to shoot them little gerbils.
No.
It was good training for squirrel hunting many times down.
No. Ava doesn't need to hear this.
Ava, you know what, Santa Carl going to bring you a Hatchimal, and then you can shoot it with your gun.
Please don't shoot anything.
Yeah.
Ava. All right.
That's good.
Thank you for the call.
And there's so many recipes, too, for
okay.
Hatchimal and squirrel.
Don't
Santa Carl working
those.
Right now on a drink, squirrel nog, he call it.
That sounds
it's like
terrible.
A nog and with squirrel in it.
Okay.
You understand?
How about one more call? Do you mind talking to which one? You have a preference here, Santa Carl? Or
well, let's see. Santa Carl, let's talk to Ethan
here. Ethan. He's in Santa Monica. He is 4 years old. Ethan, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Say hi to Santa Carl.
Ethan?
Say hi.
Hi.
Hello, Ethan. How old are you, Ethan?
3¾.
Oh, and what you want for Christmas? You been a good boy this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, kids beating you up because you're named Ethan?
Yeah.
Well, don't let that happen or Santa Claus will bring coal right down there, stocking and throat. So... Tell Santa Carl what you're looking for Christmas time this year.
Blue bicycle.
You want a bicycle? Oh, well, there's a chubby kid down the block named Kira who have a broken one that you could have if you want. Yep.
I don't think he wants a broken one.
No. Ethan? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. What else you want for Christmas time?
Talk about the flying Christmas tree.
Hey, Dad, back away from the phone. Santa Carl's got this.
Something about a flying Christmas tree, I heard?
What the hell? Now, that's that tablets that we was talking about before. Santa Carl did one time take another tablet and saw a flying Christmas tree himself.
Right.
And it was crazy. Santa Carl got real scared that right. He curled up in the fetal position. And you ever curled up in the fetal position? Oh, hell. That's a scary thing. Somebody had to come put a blanket on Santa Carl.
Ethan, Merry Christmas. Thank you for
calling. That's a hell of a way to go out. Let's take one more.
Right, okay, sure.
Let's take number two.
Number two is going to be Reno.
That's a good number.
Reno is at Eastvale, 4.5 years old. Reno, say hi to Santa Carl.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Reno. How you doing?
Good,
Reno. You've been a good boy. Reno, who the hell named kid Reno?
Reno.
It's Reno.
That's
Reno.
Even worse.
Maybe that's where the child was conceived, Santa Carl.
Reno,
I don't know.
Why your parents name you after the second most appealing city in the state of Nevada?
He doesn't know. He's 4.5, Santa Carl. Oh,
okay. What you want for Christmas this year, Reno?
Can I have the Peppa Pig game, Pop the Pig game?
You want a pig?
I think it's a toy, Santa Carl. I think it's called Pop the Pig.
Santa Carl don't know about toys. Santa Carl, a man, okay?
Okay.
Santa Carl like truck. Santa Carl like gun. Santa Carl, that's it. That's all Santa Carl like, truck and gun. So that's what Santa Carl.
What?
You want a Hot Wheel truck? That's what Santa Carl like.
Hot back.
What the hell going on here?
That's a good question.
Listen, hot back. You figure out what you want. You write Santa Carl a letter. Why the hell kids calling in anyway? Write Santa Carl letter so Santa Carl don't have to make no
call in.
You come in every year and talk to
the kids. Well, that was a mistake.
Santa Carl. Yeah. Every year I'm convinced it's the last time we'll ever see him. But ladies and gentlemen, it's Santa Carl.
Well, that's good. Kevin and Big, it's so good to see y'all.
Merry Christmas.
And remember, if you don't have anything to ask for Santa, go to Oprah Favorite Thing. That's a magazine with all Oprah Favorite Thing in it. And she got so many gift ideas. It's just crazy.
Okay, that's an excellent tip. Thank you, Santa Carl.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
I'm not going to let anyone spin the wheel if it's going to cost me $1,000 for a gift certificate. I'm just telling you right now, I'm just not going to do it.
Listen, Grinch.
It's not Grinch. It's the real money we're talking about here.
Spin the wheel, and then that's how much people get. That's how we do it here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is my Christmas.
Thousand.
We do have a wheel with various amounts on it, and apparently we're going to spin it coming up after the top of the hour. And I may have to send a gift card for $5 to someone or $1,000 to someone.
It.
I don't
You're
love
generous,
it.
And it's really good of you to do. And so
don't miss that. That is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Really makes the people happy.
First, though, let's take a look at the Showbiz Beat. How about this band, Haim? These sisters, they're very lovely and very talented.
I like them. I like the new album.
They put out a Hanukkah song. They're kind of just goofing around, but it's really, really funny. You know, last night was first night of Hanukkah, and happy season to all of our Jewish listeners. But there aren't a lot of great Hanukkah songs. You know, Adam Sandler.
It's Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler pretty much owns it. You know what I mean? There's a couple of dreidel songs that, you know, some people know and love. So Haim, I think, is a strong entry into the market. Let's hear a little bit of what they came up with for the season.
Shred me like a potato, like you be the Mershevitz, and I'll be the vodka, like a page of the Torah. You light me up like a menorah.
Light me up
like a menorah.
Not a lot of F words in many holiday songs, but I'll allow it.
I approve.
I think it's kind of clever. So there you go. That's Haim. You can find that if you want. Google has released their most searched for terms and people and celebrity deaths, and just the list goes on and on and on. They break down all the data at the end of every year. And I was surprised by some of it. For instance, the celebrities who died in 2017, I'm not surprised to see Tom Petty at number one of the most Googled. When
is
Tom
that because,
Petty died.
You mean at that time or now?
Throughout the entire year, they count up how many Google searches there are for Tom Petty. And I can only assume this was people who either were at the in the minutes after it was announced looking for more information about what happened.
Yeah.
And then maybe people kind of learning about Tom Petty. Hey, what's the deal with this guy? Doing a deep dive on his music, lots of things like that. But Tom Petty was the most searched for dead celebrity that died in 2017, Aaron Hernandez was number two.
What?
Which is such a surprise to me. He was the Patriots player, remember, who was murdered in prison, if I remember, or killed himself in prison. I can't remember which one it was. But he was he was over Chester Bennington, over Bill Paxton, Chris Cornell, Hugh Hefner, David Cassidy. I don't know. They're just either a lot of sports fans or just, you know, he'd been in the news a lot over the past few years because of his legal troubles. But anyway, that was a surprise to me. Celebrities overall, by the way, Matt Lauer was the most searched for, most Googled celebrity in 2017. Because,
followed by Snooki.
Followed by Meghan Markle, Kevin, the Duchess-to-be. Then Harvey Weinstein after that. Then former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was fourth. Kevin Spacey, Bill O'Reilly, Melania Trump at number seven. The president not on the list, Melania at number seven. Kathy Griffin after that, Milo Yiannopoulos at number nine, and Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, at number 10. Sad news in the world of rock and roll. We don't play their records very much on K-Rock anymore, but there was a band when you and I started on this show back in the late 80s, early 90s. We played a lot of a group called The Smithereens. Well, Pat D'Annunzio was the lead singer and songwriter for that band. Unfortunately, he has passed away at just 62 years old. Here's a Smithereens song you might remember. They're a good band. They had a lot of good records, and I'm really sad to hear that news. But certainly people who have been listening to K-Rock for a long time will remember The Smithereens. Here's some TV news, and by TV I mean Netflix. They have, Chip, you're going to be very excited to hear, they have renewed The Punisher for a second season.
Oh, that's so good.
That's Jon Bernthal, who's just amazing in that, by the way. So that is coming back. Netflix has also announced that they have picked up a British show called The Frankenstein Chronicles. Sean Bean from Game of Thrones is going to be starring in this, and this is a reimagining of the Frankenstein novel from the early 1800s. That does seem to be a story that will never go away. There will always be new versions of the Frankenstein story. And for folks who have CBS All Access, maybe you're watching that new Star Trek show. Of course, The Good Fight was their first original program, and that is going to be coming back for a second season. That's the Christine Baranski show, the spinoff of The Good Wife.
I don't think I ever watched that.
Good Fight. Yeah. Second season of that is going to begin on Sunday, March 4th for season two, if you're interested in that. All right, one more TV note, and you're not going to believe that this is real. This is going to sound like a skit, but Praz from Fugees, okay, is working on a TV series.
Let that sink in for a second.
Right. Praz, okay, from the band The Fugees.
Okay, now go ahead.
Is working on a television series about a real investigative unit within the New York Police Department that either is or was called the RAP Intelligence Unit. The RAP Intelligence Unit.
They used to keep tabs on rappers?
No, they used to investigate people and crimes in the world of rap music.
Oh.
It was started in 1999 after the murders of the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. The New York Police Department said, hey, we got to keep track on what's going on, and we got to dedicate people on that segment of the force to investigate those crimes and try to solve those crimes, maybe get people on the inside. I don't know. Does that sound like that could be a real TV show?
You're saying that it's a TV show that's based on a real department?
Yes.
In New York City? Wow.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. The RAP Intelligence Unit is what it is. Praz says, we are excited to develop a show that will not only entertain but inform fans around the world of hip-hop, given its prominence in popular culture. So that is going to be
the show. They
don't
know that Tupac's still alive. They got nothing for us.
Today's celebrity birthdays, of course, first of all, let's say... Hey, what's happening?
I don't know.
Where's my Taylor Swift clip going? Taylor is 28 years old today. Evanescent singer Amy Lee turns 36. Singer Tom DeLonge from your Blink-182 guys, formerly of that band, is 42 years old today. Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx turns 50. The great Steve Buscemi is 60. Singer Ted Nugent, 69. What now? You turn me off again?
With dying little boys and girls who get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life. Call me when you meet someone who does that more than I do.
Yeah, that's showbiz news.
That would have been better from the beginning. That's on me. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 21 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You guys remember the Allie McKay times?
She's still alive, Bean.
Is she?
Yeah, she's just sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
feel like we haven't seen her all week. Last time we saw her, remember Saturday night at the Forum for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Hoosed Christmas. She was already starting to feel not great, and she was definitely losing her voice.
She was losing her voice 3 days before that.
So we decided she would be the perfect person to introduce Cold War Kids, one of the bands we were bringing out on stage.
That is how we make decisions. Who would be worse at it? And then we pick them.
Right. That's how we got this job, in fact. Right. So here's how that sounded. Hello, K-Rockers. Welcome to the Fabulous Forest. Merry Christmas.
Why'd you call it the forest?
I'm not sure. Well, you said we take the person who's worse for the job and we give it to them.
Welcome to the Fabulous Forest.
It's crazy how many great bands we have, but the person that's going to bring on the next band has no voice. She's sick, so we said, you bring on the band, Allie.
Cold War Kids!
I wasn't planning on doing that, but I realized that no sound was coming out.
No one could hear that.
That was odd.
So then Sunday, at least Allie's going to feel better because her favorite band of all time, The Killers, is playing night number two of the show. And then we get a text that says, not so much with me coming to the show, pneumonia. And we've barely heard a word from the girl since, so we thought we might get her on the phone and find out what's going on. Allie, did you quit? What happened?
Hi.
Hi. Remember us, the guys you used to work with?
I do, but not just pneumonia.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Strep throat. And pneumonia.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Both.
So good, you guys.
You're so lucky. You sound like you're having a great time. Are you watching TV all day like Bean thinks?
No. I also have a fever and my eyeballs hurt.
All right. Gosh. Good time.
So Saturday you were already not feeling great. And then it got worse. You woke up Sunday, and what was happening?
I feel like maybe I overdid it all week, thinking I wasn't sick.
Mm-hmm. You kept saying, my voice is going, but I feel fine.
I feel fine. Right. And I think my body was just like, I got other news for you.
Right.
But you surely tried. I mean, look. I'm sure you tried to rally because The Killers.
Oh, I showered and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very good, though, Allie. They, they didn't really bring it. So, Kevin, they were maybe the best band of the whole weekend. They didn't.
I heard that.
Okay, yeah, they were great.
But
they were really great.
Did I not go on Sunday? I also missed a preview of The Last Jedi. So things are going really good.
All right.
Well, you're not a big Star Wars fan.
No.
So you don't have to worry about that. Wow.
Good times.
And it is the holidays.
But I feel a lot better now.
Do you?
You sound great. I'll tell you that.
What else has Allie missed? Oh, you know what Allie missed?
I don't think.
You know, you've actually missed a lot of. Actually missed a lot of fun stuff. First of all, Santa Carl, was on today talking to little boys or girls. And if you folks are joining us late, please get the podcast later because you definitely won't want to miss that. It's a holiday tradition. You missed a great moment with
so
Allie.
Good. Is this his vanilla thing?
Yes.
What is this?
Well, I'll play it for you. And it's self-explanatory.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Rapper Vanilla Boy? What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasiin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was a moment with Kevin.
That went down.
You know Kevin. How did that happen?
That makes no sense.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, in my defense, that makes no sense. You're right. No, I'm not going to play it. What? Play it again? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. All right.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasiin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Now, we do have some controversy.
Wow.
We do have some controversy as we've already done the top 10 of the year.
Oh, you add that one in?
So too late.
We'd already done it.
Too late.
So I argue, Allie, because we'd already presented for 2017 that one stays in the hopper and it's eligible for 2018.
And I'm saying calendar year, no sir.
So what do you think, Allie?
If you've already done it,
right?
It obviously goes into next year.
It goes into the next year,
but
right?
Wait, yeah. It's not going to be from next year.
It'll be.
So we'll say top 10.
It's not for this year. Are we doing another top 10?
It'll be from the last top 10 moments with that one is eligible. So we'll hear that again next December.
I'm gonna under protest, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the authorities and I'm gonna get a ruling. One other piece of business.
I don't even know what that means.
And I tried to not have to do this, Allie. You know, every year on the last day of the show, we spin the wheel of Amazon gift cards because that's how I give Christmas presents. So we have an actual wheel here in the studio that has amounts ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000 on the wheel.
Oh, my God.
And we did spin earlier today, and I tried to argue, you know, you snooze, you lose. Allie's not here, therefore she's not eligible. But
she's on the phone now.
The group revolted.
So we got the wheel back in here.
And the group said that you should be allowed to play.
I also
want to say this. let's just hear Allie chant all day. I also want to say this. Muggs is the undisputed king of the wheel.
He really is.
He has only ever hit $500 and $1,000. That's the only hits he's ever made.
I cannot lose, Allie.
He's so hot right now, so we have enlisted him to be your proxy spinner, okay?
Easy for you to say, yes.
All right, Muggs.
All right, here we go, Allie.
This is
going to get you Muggs. A big gift card here. Here we go.
Thousand.
Go! It is $25.
I'm sorry, Allie. I guess all my luck has run out.
Muggs does it for himself, not for other people.
Good news is
$25.
Pneumonia, strep throat, no Last Jedi, no killers, but you got a hot $25 gift card.
$1,000.
LA Noce's alternative rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Do you know that since that song came out 20 years ago, people have been trying to get Dave Grohl to tell who it's about, to tell the story of who it's about? He says he did write it about a specific person and a specific relationship, but he will never reveal it. His little secret.
Why?
I don't know, Rodney, but it does just add to the intrigue of an already great song.
Take a look at showbiz. Sophie Turner is doing a lot of interviews, and she's talking about Game of Thrones a lot. She's the star of next year's highly anticipated X-Men, Dark Phoenix. She also, of course, is going to be back for the final season of Game of Thrones. And she told Entertainment Weekly recently that the final table read for the season was a mixture of exhilaration and depression. We had a read-through and a while ago, and at the end of it, we were all on our feet applauding and crying.
Hmm.
Is that good? Because I feel like that's good.
Yeah, I think that's her saying the writers surprised the actors with how great the show goes out.
We had everyone there, everyone who's any part of this. It was amazing. And again, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you're not really going to see it next year as much as you are going to 2019.
Right.
I want to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Five people got in. Bon Jovi, The Cars, Dire Straits, The Moody Blues, and Nina Simone.
Hmm.
So they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I wondered, I didn't remember exactly how you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to its induction year. So that means the 2018 nominees must have released their first official recording no later than 1992.
All right.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. Bon Jovi, The Cars, Dire Straits, The Moody Blues, and Nina Simone. Not Radiohead. So you got this. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but not this.
But I'm a creep.
And you are pleased with that decision or no?
I mean, this went in.
Oh,
But you know what was denied?
What?
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
Depeche Mode.
I don't know how Depeche Mode is not a first-round Hall of Famer. I don't understand.
Depeche Mode. The Moody Blues got in. Depeche Mode? No. Dire Straits got in. Depeche Mode? No. What sense does that make? And on top of all that, this got in. That got in, but this didn't. I mean, for God's sake, people.
I feel like Rage Against the Machine deserves to be in, too.
Now, Bon Jovi got in and not Rage.
What? Can't use that language. Can't use the S word. Just like with the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame, they do get another crack at it. It's not like if you don't get in this time, you're not getting in. You know what I mean? They'll have the opportunity to vote, and we'll see who else is in competition next year. But
I'm just saying Dire Straits, for example. I'm just saying Dire Straits.
Okay.
No Depeche Mode, no Rage Against the Machine, no Radiohead.
Right.
Dire Straits.
You're saying how do you choose Dire Straits?
Yes.
I mean,
the Moody Blues.
They're
okay. They had their time. They were great.
Yeah.
Maybe they go in the hall.
Yeah.
But you could put them in the hall.
I hear you.
Over Radiohead and over Depeche Mode and over Rage Against the Machine.
There are a lot of people who vote on this. All sorts of people in the music industry, people who write for the music industry, you know, write for magazines.
They say there's more than 900 artists, historians, and members of the music industry.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode over Dire Straits, for sure. I agree.
I mean, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. I know, man. Look,
I mean, Radiohead.
It's not everything to everybody, that's for sure.
It's not for me.
A lot of Bon Jovi, though.
Plenty
of Bon Jovi in the hall.
They sure are in there. That's great news for them. Celebrity birthdays for today. Christopher Plummer is 88. Ted Nugent is 69 years old. Not this time. Steve Buscemi is 60. Jamie Foxx is 50. Singer Tom DeLonge, hanging out with the aliens, is 42 years old. Evidence and singer Amy Lee is 36. And Ben Hoffman, along with Wheeler Walker Jr., both are 43 years old today.
They were born on the same day?
How about that?
They're so different.
Yeah.
I think you missed a birthday.
That's the showbiz.
I think there's another celebrity birthday.
Hey, on your drive home today.
Who's the biggest 28-year-old in the world right now?
Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
And happy birthday, Taylor Swift.